RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. All right, so I'm watching some of the great female athletes, Riley Gaines and others, try to speak here at this rally post what happened with the Supreme Court. You got left-wing groups blaring music to try to drown them out. And several people on Twitter, after seeing this today, and we're waiting on Wesley Hunt here in a moment, seeing this play out today, ask, will Democrats see when the Supreme Court rules that you're not going to have boys and men in female sports? Nope, 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 not going to do that. And I have great hopes, at least 5-4, that that will happen, if not 6-3. You never can count on Johnny Roberts. Thank you, George Bush. That the question will be, will Democrats take that? Hey, Supreme Court has spoken. We're going to continue to battle. But, you know, will they take that as an off-ramp to from Crazy Town? And no, they will not. Because there are enough Democrats who see my witch here and enough that are afraid of this trans crazy demographic part of their base that goes after you. And we've seen it time and time again. So I don't think they will get off that. I think they will just maybe be a hair more muted, but they're going to continue to do it and let them through the midterms. Let them through. You just heard Stacey Garrity with Josh Shapiro. Let him go out there in that manner. That's exactly what we want. We're winning, but it's slow. Perfect. Because we're winning, but we keep on winning politically because of this issue. And again, well, here's a little bit of the Supreme Court exchange. And I sense, Kirk pulled this one, there is antagonism with Amy Coney Barrett, who, even though I don't like some of her decisions, is one of the most credentialed Supreme Court justices in recent memory. You remember her hearing was brilliant. Again, even though I think she follows Roberts too much, I'm an Alito guy. And Ketanji Brown, who couldn't tell us what a woman is. So I think Barrett has been pushing back on her. A lot of people think in decisions, she writes it directly back at her. Here's a little bit of the exchange between the two about chess and all that. And Keegan's involved in this too. Yes. About, well, what if a woman's better at chess? Here's how it sounded.
Of sports makes a difference anyway. But more broadly, I mean, if a state produced some studies saying, listen, you know, women's presence in, you know, calculus is holding men back because they're so much more capable and they can just move so much more quickly. Seems to me like there'd be some risk on your understanding that that would be okay.
I think, again, realistically, Your Honor, that would almost certainly fail on the lack
of... How about chess club?
A chess distinction, I think, again, might fail because there's an actual
what?
Lack.
Thank you, Kirk. That's keep that cut for tomorrow. Chess clubs and calculus here, and we're debating, trying to make this male and female. You know, it's like standing up and saying, have you no shame after all this, or are you morons on the Supreme Court? These are the clear, physical, overwhelming advantages that we see. Not something mental like, how about chess club? How about truckers? How about tiddlywinks? That's what I was said. How about tiddlywinks, Ketanji? My goodness. It is just shocking. Paula Scanlon is there today, too, Henry. I think we, you know, you can, after this interview, she might, you know, pop on. You can take a shot. And Scanlon is one of the females. I don't know if they went into this today, Keegan and Ketanji Brown. How would you like to have the 6'4" clown walking around fully exposed male genitalia every day and your daughter is getting changed in the bathroom to avoid all this in her swimsuit at Penn? Yeah, what's your point? Suppose he was walking around naked playing chess. Is that your point? Chess.
Yep.
And what was the first one? The chess club and the
and calculus.
Yeah. How about if it's calculus and males are stopped because some females in it?
And there's still and by the way, it's still oral arguments right now. And there's
okay.
They're still at it right now.
Ah,
yes,
okay.
It's all not right. Done. It's still going on.
If you get any more nuggets like that,
you
that
got
is
it.
Just
you got it.
A great. The Supreme Court wasting their time here. Look, I get their arguments. They don't want to be overly broad, and they were talking about this strict interpretive scrutiny versus
a physiological difference.
An intermediate. But Alito always does. When he put it to the lead plaintiff for Idaho, asking her, well, are you calling these female athletes bigots who complain about this? And she just paused forever and then had to go down. Oh, no, we're not talking about bigots. They're just misinformed on this. Oh, they're misinformed. They're the top female athletes who have to compete against this. Now, what they're saying is that the issue of fairness gives way to the issue of feelings. These people feel, or God knows what their motivation is. They're mentally ill, that they want to compete against females. So as a result, they get to do this. Otherwise, they'll be traumatized. All right. Now, one other gender issue here, and we're going to try to get her on. This woman, Kristen Fleming, I think only writes once a week because it's so intense what she does with the issue of anything they put her on at the New York Post. Here's today's headline. Soccer moms are taking up a dangerous new hobby, becoming ice saboteurs. In other words, she goes into great detail. I've really marked this one up because of the detail she goes into. Talking about how many women, some of them, many of them mothers, are taking up as a hobby disrupting ICE. I'll get to that. Here's Congressman Wesley Hunt. Let's go to him on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Congressman, welcome back to Philadelphia. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing?
Well, very well. And we'll talk about your Senate campaign here in a moment. You probably wouldn't know Rochelle Bilal if you fell over. I have vast history here, Congressman, because this sheriff's office, you would not believe they've lost hundreds of guns that were given to them for protection that were illegal weapons. They spend money. They have sexual harassment and egregious cases like that constantly. But why did she go after you with this slur?
Well, she went after me with this slur because I'm actually somebody that supports law enforcement, that actually realizes that these people are out here trying to risk their lives for us every single day. And for somebody that wears the uniform to behave like that is a complete disgrace. She has no business being anywhere near law enforcement if she literally can't defend the people that do her job. And clearly, given what you just told me, she can't do her job, or at least she's not doing it very well. And so again, whenever I see somebody like that comes after me, I realize that I am right over the target zone. What she also doesn't realize is that I am a veteran. I'm a former combat Apache helicopter pilot. I'm a West Point grad. I've deployed to Iraq. I've deployed to Saudi Arabia. I am somebody that has worn the uniform, and I understand how these precarious positions and these situations can be very difficult on those that are risking their lives every single day to save us. So shame on her, and the fact that she came after me puts a big smile on my face because that just means I'm doing the right thing.
Well, absolutely, and I believe it's over 50 combat missions, and again, as a helicopter pilot in that situation, I'm sure was your plane ever hit? But because it's constant, you're one of the big targets in situations like Iraq.
Absolutely, especially being in an Apache in my job with close air support for ground units. So we're flying low and fast in a helicopter and doing it every single day, risking our lives. Now, granted, that's overfighting in combat, but what I also know is that the people, the law enforcement officers and the people that work every single day to keep us safe, I get it, it's not Baghdad, but in certain areas of this country, it sure as hell seems like it. And so when I think about those that get up every morning, put on a bulletproof vest, to do the jobs of the federal government, and local government and state government to keep us safe. My hat's off to them. God bless them. And Wesley Hunt has their back. And by the way, this has nothing to do with being black or white or Hispanic. I've been black for my whole life. At the end of the day, I don't see that. I see people that want to serve. I see Americans that want to serve. And that's exactly what I am all about. What a shame of somebody that wears that uniform and behaves like that. What a shame.
Congressman, I'm very good friends with Alan West. And, you know, I've been in situations I can't imagine ever challenging him in this manner. Haven't been there with you in person, but I've seen you. And you're one of the last guys imaginable that she can dredge up this handkerchief head Negro thing. Have you ever been called that before? You got to go, what the? Are we in prehistoric times here? You know, Uncle Tom wasn't available. I don't know. What is it that the left uses today? What do they use?
My brother is my best friend. He's 10 months younger than me. My brother is also a West Point grad, also served in the military. We deployed together actually for a few months in Iraq in 2006. I called him immediately and told him that, and we had a very good laugh. I haven't heard that in a very long time. But again, I look at that as like a badge of honor. I mean, these people are completely unhinged. They are not serious people. And whenever you see the kind of black on black crime that he just committed on me, I think,
she probably heard about your cigar smoking here with Byron Donald. She didn't like that somehow or another. I mean,
she didn't like the right.
You would not imagine this. Even the left-wing Philadelphia Inquirer is called to get rid of the sheriff's office. And I don't know, you probably know this now, but a lot of people across the country actually thought she was the chief law enforcement officer. It's not. The Philadelphia police are in charge here. This is like an adjunct of screw-ups, mainly, because of her and the infrastructure. Wanted to talk about your Senate campaign. I'm glad to see that you're in that. What is the number one issue in Texas? Cornyn, why are you running for the Senate?
Of course. Well, the number one issue in Texas is clearly border security. It's clearly safety. Mm-hmm. It's making sure that we have a secure border. And President Trump has done an extraordinary job in doing that. I mean, we didn't need any more new laws. We simply needed a new president. And since Texas is right here in the fight of that, look, it just makes sense. People just want to see a sovereign nation and see it at the federal level. But also, for those that don't understand, this is Texas. And in Texas, gun control is unacceptable. Senator Cornyn and co-authored gun control red flag laws and gun control legislation here in Texas, and that just does not play well with the base. And so I've been able to get in this race, get in second place. The primary is on March the 3rd, and we simply have to stay where we are. And please know that I'm going to work tooth and nail and outwork everybody that's in this race to ensure that we are the next senator from Texas.
Where do we go? People want to contribute, help in any way that they can, or they know people in Texas that vote. Congressman, where do they go?
WesleyForTexas.com, and my social media handles are Wesley Hunt TX, and I'd love to have your support. Thank you so much.
Just parting question, Congressman, too. When I look at Cornyn, just even physically, manner of presentation, you're right. Even Lyndon Johnson, as much as he ended up to the left and the great society and all, you know, he spoke Texas to me. He'd be in your face. I don't get what happened in Texas that somebody that represents Texas is supposed to be kind of like you, kind of like, you know, the usual Texas senator, not this guy.
Well, you know, when you've been around for 24 years and you're in your mid 70s, the party left him and he didn't adjust with it. I mean, at the end of the day, it's time for new blood. It's time for new leadership. And that's exactly what we represent. And one thing I always tell people is our vice president is 41 years old. Our secretary of state is in his early 50s. Our secretary of war, Pete Hegseth, is in his mid 40s. It's just time for the next generation to lead from the front. And that's exactly what we represent. Senator Cornyn simply forgot about the everyday American. He forgot about the everyday Texan because he spent too much time in the swamp. And now it's time for us to step up and truly give the kind of representation that Texans want and need.
Absolutely. Congressman, let us know if you're coming to Philadelphia at any point. It's going to be fun.
Well, I will do. Thank you very much. God bless you. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. Congressman Wesley Hunt here on Talk Radio 1210. Nice job by Henry. Got to put him on the replay list there, Henry, after that. But the handkerchief head Negro thing, you know, Rochelle Bilal, that commentary, in addition to the butchery of the English language and syntax or just bizarro world, calling him that, talking about they'll get the smoke. I'm paraphrasing her, if that's possible, with ICE agents here. The mayor of Minneapolis says, well, we can't challenge ICE agents. They have bigger guns today. So I don't know what Rochelle is thinking she'll do here. All right, 855-839-1210. You get on board. Hit us on the side today. Johnny Cash. Here's a guy I'd love to have in studio. Just I'm picturing the hair, the whole thing, the outfits are one of a kind. And how did a guy even exist, the travel that he did, living out of a suitcase beyond belief?
Yeah.
That's why that song. We're looking for somebody or something in the media, song, film, TV, whatever, or real, related to prison or jail. That's what we're looking for. 855-839-1210. You get a line. And the big story of the day continues. We got Kirk monitoring it. If there's any more chess calculus debate and whether males should just keep females out. Can you imagine? They tie themselves into knots to continue to blab, blab, blab about this. It comes down to common sense. And even the law indicates, don't the rights of females have any value here? And being trans doesn't rise to the level of race. Race gets what's called strict scrutiny, meaning if you're dealing with that and pushing back on that in some way, shape, or form, it's suspect of discrimination. No. The trans thing is not. This is not in the same league at all. And any number of the people, lawyers talking today, tried to stay clear of that. They know how ridiculous that is. This, and particularly when it's not even biologically doing anything to testosterone, it's just saying that I feel that I'm the other gender. I don't even know if you can use that term anymore. We had on Henry, and you know baseball history, Lee Smith, I think it was 560 saves, something like that, some wild numbers in the Hall of Fame. His daughter, who's a brilliant track runner in Ohio, I think she was a freshman at the time. Even though she was touted as somebody that might run in the Olympics, I think it was 100, is it 100 or a dash or meter? I'm going to say dash and 220 hurdles. She lost to the 26th and 27th ranked males in Ohio. And they were on Good Morning America, and they said, well, what's your advice to these females that you're beating? And they said, you're going to have to train harder. Can you imagine?
Ugh.
Raised in that kind of background of competition, that good, and you have to deal with this. Because even in a 100-yard dash, there's a lot of strength that's involved. And there's a lot of physiological stuff that scientists could explain. That's why female's not going to be able to compete against that. No female could do that. I don't think any female can be a Navy SEAL. I got to see the female that can be a Navy SEAL, given what they go through, what you have to endure. That would be amazing to me. Can they serve in combat even? Well, even there's difficulty. I'm sure there's some, but you know the difficulty. Well, it's going to be push button. No, it's not. But a Navy SEAL, that's the last thing where we haven't gone down this path. All right. Why are sports so important? 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. You just push pound 12.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Thank you, Johnny Cash. Thank you for giving us the side question today here with Dom. So we're going to go to Washington at some point here. Because we talked to Martina White's office, and they have another state, Barb Glime, who is one of the women. I think her name is on the bill. And these clown Democrats get away with it in Harrisburg, not voting on the Fairness in Women's Sports Act. It's just amazing. Day after day after day, they get away with this. Because the media doesn't turn up the heat. They don't tell people what's going on. And they have a one-vote majority. Maybe 20 Democrats would vote for it, or maybe even more. And again, what Kirk found in the Supreme Court discussion today was apropos of this. Why are Keegan, I guess it was Keegan, why are they bringing up calculus and chess? What the hell does that have to do with this? You know, if you're a Supreme Court justice, you're supposed to, of course, know the law and kind of the flavor of the law and where the court's going to go next. But you also have to be in the world of reality and know a little bit of factual evidence. Like, a lot was read in by the Idaho and West Virginia people, the unfairness of a male competing against females. And just on the face of it, that's not America. We're not going to take this anymore. The only thing I see the silver lining out of this, slowly but surely we're winning, and we're going to win here at the Supreme Court, and the other side is not going to give up on this. That's how crazy they are. They will not give up on this. They're going to tell us, you're on the wrong side of history. Yeah, we're on the wrong. You can use that line with a lot of stuff. We're not on the wrong side. We're not on the wrong side of history when it comes to so-called gender-affirming care that's irreversible for kids. Now, I'm not on the wrong side of science. You are. We're not on the wrong side of viability when it comes to abortion and doing late-term abortion. You are. So we're not going to be cowed every day by that, oh, my God, someday they're going to look at it. Just like with ICE, they keep on bringing up the Nuremberg trials. So tomorrow, I don't care, Henry, what we have to do. I get on the line with her, too. This Christian Fleming's got a great piece. It's 12 printed pages at the New York Post laying out in Brooklyn. They had a training hotbed of radicals for people coming out to get in the way of ICE. And 1,300 women showed up. We used to have a guy on from Virginia who talked about the Chardonnay moms, these wine moms. Now, I don't know that Good was exactly a wine mom, but she obviously crawls with romanticizing, she and the wife, of going out there and blocking ICE and thinking this is a hoot. You know, it's fun, it's spectacle, it's theater. It's not theater. This is serious business. And that's how people end up tragically dead. That's what happened here. By the way, Paul Morrow yesterday, thanks to Henry from getting on. If you missed, go to the podcast. He raised several things there about how this will play out. I'm looking at a poll today that said 58% of Americans want criminal charges here. Well, with the drumbeat of the media, what more would you expect? And Paul Morrow said those three shots were probably within a second and a half, if that. Okay, so it's not like he shot through the windshield and shot from the side. That's the best evidence at this point. All right, let's go to Lance in South Philly on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Lance.
How you doing today, Dom?
Good.
I'm going to go ahead and cut to the chase. I'm going to go with the longest yard, the original one.
Yes, I thought for a moment you were going to say the second one. I was going to say, I think
that's
so
what
much,
I thought, too.
Oh, wait a minute. Higher of you, Lance. That would have been an outline. From Burt Reynolds to Adam Sandler. Mike,
yeah,
Adam Sandler throwing a pass. Give me a break. Tag me in.
No. And you know, because it has sports, it has prison, but it has the bonus. It has Eddie Albert from Green Acres as a tough prison warden.
That's right.
Yes. I'm not buying that.
No. Oh, that's really good. Thank you, Lance. Yeah, someday we have to do all-time roles you didn't buy. You know, this is the sometimes it's a female. I don't buy the female lead, Renee Zellweger. I've never seen her as this stunning woman in Show Me the Money. I don't buy it with
Jerry
Tom
Maguire.
Cruise. Yeah, I don't. And Jerry Maguire. Yeah, what am I saying? Show me the.
Well, I mean, that's the line.
That's the line. Yes, Jerry Maguire. Do you buy her as this stunning woman, Tom Cruise? There, I don't see that.
Stunning, probably not, but right. I can buy her as the attractive female lead.
Yeah, for Cruz in that situation.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. At the beginning, she's just some, like,
right.
no-name kind of, like, nerd, yes, like, right. off to the yeah. side.
Right.
And it's, you know, you get to know each other a bit, and it's like, oh, you know, you're kind of hot.
All right. I'm not seeing that one. I don't know who I'd cast in there, but is there somebody you think is Eddie Albert? That is a great one as the tough prison ward.
I've never seen the old one.
Oh, you got to see. The old one's so much better. The old one's very, very good. They get it. But who is the most miscast person? I'm trying to think. Joe Biden is president. Yeah, there's that. But
Jared Leto in anything?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, it's really miscast. All right. I'm surprised, Henry, though, on Jerry Maguire, maybe not miscast. 855-839-1210. Coming to more of you. So we're going to talk with somebody in Washington at the big rally still going on post the Supreme Court thing. And the soccer mom's headline, taking up a dangerous new hobby. That's what it's like. ICE saboteurs engaging as this as if it's fun or chic or fashionable. 1,300 turnout in Brooklyn. She writes, during the riots of 2020, this is a great point. Many of the agitators who burned down cities and assaulted cops were shadowy Antifa types and antisocial wackos, mostly male and in their 20s or early 30s. But as anti-ICE protests ramp up across the country, we're seeing a new archetype of trained agitators, regular moms and women of all ages who are becoming reckless resistance forces to disrupt and antagonize federal law enforcement. The escalation of these resulted in the shooting death of Renee Nicole Good, the mother of three, was reportedly an anti-ICE warrior trained to physically intervene and arrest. This is what you're seeing play out, and it's part of this broadened pattern of the Democrat Party, of these women who are often just insufferable. I can't even call them Karens. And the turn-on is to target ICE with this, and they romanticize this. They go off with a buddy or whatever, but in this case, the wife. In engaging in this constantly. She wasn't just dropping a kid off at school and she happened upon this. Not at all. This was her mission or a hobby. Obvious it's going on. What is driving this to these kind of levels? This is where the Democrat Party is. And if you remember the riots of 2020, they were younger. They were diverse. You don't see a lot of, you know, maybe I have to say in the big cities, but mostly these are white women. Not necessarily suburban types, but even in the cities. And they're in New York particularly, 1,300 show up for a training in Brooklyn. 1,300, that's a big number. To do what? To curse out ICE, to get in their way, to physically do. And then they go one step too far in a reckless situation. What happens? One of them is dead. That's the tragedy of this. That's exactly what happened here. They can't look that in the eye and say, hey, you cannot be engaged in this. And it's kind of a hobby and a mission at the same time. All right, phone lines, 855-839-1210.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time. Leslie on Twitter chipping in with Scared Straight for the side question. That was an all-time great. You had these punk kids, and I think they agreed for lesser punk, whatever it was, Henry, a documentary. And they had these guys from a prison in Jersey. The name escapes me. That sounds like Oz or worse. And they're standing there grabbing the kid and saying, you're mine. And the kid goes, what do you mean? Just dragging him across the stage. And then I'm going to sell you to this guy over here for a pack of cigarettes. And they're working this stuff out. Even the punkiest of punk kids were kind of getting the message. No, maybe you don't want to end up in this situation. I think one guy was missing an eye, too. So there was like that, you know.
Oh, some of the clips that come out of that show are just incredible.
Oh, God. All right, Henry will have the question of the day coming up in about 10 minutes. And a film I haven't seen that might put me under the Borowski doctrine of indictment. What? You haven't seen it?
Egregious.
Egregious, like The Godfather. That's the all-time. That's like murdering 10 people. That's we're going to send you to prison in Turkey or the death penalty in Turkey. Yeah, that's what happened. I don't think it's that bad. I think this is a parking ticket, but I could be wrong. Okay. 855-839-1210. And Mike on Twitter corrects and says there were six players, female basketball. One was a rover that could go back and forth. Mike, though, you're liberal. You're a great listener. He says it wasn't because females were dainty. They misread the rules. I don't think so. They thought females were in dresses. You got to play in a dress and you can't go past half court.
Wait. So was this a local thing or was this a...
No, any female, I believe it was done at every level. I don't know that... We need more on that.
Yeah, I need more because I refuse to believe that everyone across the country...
It was done on the high school. I don't know at the college. I have to see if it was. And until what date? I'd say late 60s, early 70s. There were six players. One was a rover. So... You know, female sports has come a long way here. Does each team get somebody who's transgender? That'd be the rover? No, I don't think there's enough. All right, let's go to Robert in Ben Salem on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert.
Hey, Dom Henry. It's good to talk to you guys today.
Same here.
Look, Dom, I have something on the private businesses buying houses, but I really need to condense it, so I'll get back to you in a couple of days on that, just to make it so that it's not too long. But I wanted to touch on what they were talking about in the Supreme Court. I don't know if she's aware of this, but they also have separate tournaments in chess as well. I was in a couple tournaments when I was younger, chess tournaments.
Ah.
And they had an open tournament. They don't have a men's category. They have the open, which anybody can join. But they also had the women's category, and only women could play in that. And it was the same for us younger people. They had junior girls, junior boys. So they even make that distinction in chess. So I don't know what that judge is talking about.
Yeah, you know? Is there any female grandmaster?
No, but what I'm seeing, they're getting better. But I don't know what the holdup is because it's not a physical thing. So it doesn't denote anything genetically different.
Right.
It's just a strategy and logic thing. And maybe that's where there's a difference that I think might be getting
started. I would add to this. This may be out of left field. I'm not saying it's overwhelming. It is all what you said. But it's also, Robert, how draining that's got to be physically, I'm talking about. When you're really dealing with the grain, you know what I mean? The intensity of it. It's like you want to reach forth and kill each other. Yeah.
You do feel mentally tired. I was able, when I was 12, I got to second place in the lower Bucks division for 12-year-old. So I was really good at it, and I love the game. And there's nothing better than teaching it to your kids and grandkids if they're interested, you know. But there's a distinction there, and that doesn't denote one's lesser than the other. I just think a lot of times they might feel more comfortable playing in a more female environment than in the more competitive male, you know. But for my side answer today, I'm going to go with Papillon. And that was the story about the Frenchman named Henri Charrier, who was wrongly convicted and sent to French penal colonies over in South America, and his various escapes trying to get out. And how the movie was different, though, because he escaped, but you never heard. You assumed he died out at sea or something. But the guy who was the subject of that actually wrote the book. So he was telling what he did. So I don't know if he died or not or how much of it was true. But the original with Steve McQueen was absolutely stunning, with Dustin Hoffman as well. I saw it two or three times. It was a great movie, Dom.
Well,
you guys have a great day.
Where they had to keep money or anything else, too. You got to see the film. Oh, my God. Oh, God.
I wasn't going to go there, Dom.
I know. Exactly.
Thank you, Robert.
We're going to the rep now, Henry. Now's a good time to go. All right. Pennsylvania State Rep Barb Gleim. She serves parts of Cumberland County, 199th Legislative District. But more importantly, I think she's the main force, along with a number of great women, on the Fairness in Women's Sports Bill. And she is in Washington, we're told today, for the big rally continuing with the Supreme Court. Let's go to the representative. Representative, welcome back. Thank you for joining us.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can, and we know. I'll speak up so you can hear my, you know, I have to watch it. I go off in the red here. The producers know I get wound up. But a representative, what's going on at the protest? It sounds pretty loud from TV.
It was very loud. Actually, I had to run into a parking garage in order to talk to you because it was so loud. So we have all of, you know, our supporters for women and girls in sports speaking at a podium. And then the opposition has a few people there trying to drown out the women and girls supporters. So it is, it was.
Well, wait a minute, Representative. Loud. Is that Matt Bradford there trying to do that? Is that one of the people doing it?
Maybe he sent them.
Yeah.
Maybe he did, because we are a force to be reckoned with.
So I don't know how much of the Supreme Court you were able to see since you're there for the protest. We could hear it a little bit. But it was some of the exchanges were incredible. They pretty much established, I think, where the court's going to go on this. What's your sense?
Oh, I think that they will definitely support, you know, the state of West Virginia and the people who voted for women and girls in sports. You know, it may end up being, you know, 8-1 or maybe 7-2. But I think that, you know, one of the Supreme Court women should actually abstain because she didn't even know what a woman was.
Yeah.
So how can she even vote on this?
Yeah.
But, you know, I think it will be a positive vote in our favor.
We're into 2026. What's the mechanism now? Because you'll get 20 Democrats, maybe more in the House, and it'll pass in the Senate to have this Fairness in Women's Sports Act. What are you going to do next, the discharge thing and all that? They only have a one-seat majority, and yet somehow or another they keep on playing hide the ball here.
Well, yeah, this is Matt Bradford not calling this bill up and just voting on it. I think that the governor doesn't want to have to deal with this during an election year as well. But the people want it. So it's 85%, you know, in favor of this bill. It protects women and girls. It gives them fair playing field. It protects them physically. And it's also discriminatory. And so I just don't understand the hesitation to just put this through in Pennsylvania. But again, you know, we're down by one vote. And the Republicans are pretty much unanimous on this. So it is the Democrats holding up the bill.
Representative,
in the House.
What sports? Martina White is a friend and friend of the show, so I know about her college sports. What did you play?
Well, I played field hockey in high school, and I played soccer at Maryland. And,
okay.
You know, my story during the press conference that we had 5 years ago was that Maryland, the University of Maryland, hadn't recognized women's soccer as an NCAA team sport for women yet when I walked on. But by the time I got off,
right.
You know, Title IX had swept through. We were given... Mm-hmm. You know, field space and all of that. But the fight is real. The fight was real. And here we are again trying to fight for Title IX. It's crazy. So we had one speaker that came over from the UK. She was an Olympic swimmer in the 1970s who spoke. She was amazing. I interviewed her. And, you know, she said it's just nuts how, you know, here we are again fighting for women to have a space in the sports arena.
Do some women who are liberal or at least Democrats, they tell you behind the scenes, yeah, if it comes up for a vote, they see this as fair, and particularly if they were an athlete, how could they not see that?
Right. So the same thing went on House Bill 972 back in 2021. You know, when we actually had it called up, it was bipartisan. And the people that had come up to me on the Democrat side and said, yeah, I really am for this, are the people that will be voting for it. We have women athletes on the Democrat side who know how important this is to women and girls. We have men. We have dads who have daughters. you know, who will be voting for this. This will pass the House if it's ever called up.
If ever, though. And again, you know, I've had on Kemp. We just had Stacey Garrity on today. I've had the Senate pro tempore on. They talk about this guy, Matt Bradford, who used to come on the show, Representative. And, man, these were like Pier 6 battles. These were knockdown, drag out. He won't do it now. How does this guy control stuff like this, something that's 85 or 90% of Pennsylvanians want this?
Well, yeah, that's what's happening. And what they do is on a social bill like this, if the Republicans want it, then they want to negotiate it in the budget. Right. And say, well, if you give us this, we'll give you like women in sports, or they'll use it as a bargaining chip. It's disgusting. They are using women and girls' safety as a bargaining chip. Think about that.
That is so well put. And again, you are dogged on this. So's Martina every time we talk. And this would be very interesting. I'm convinced Josh Shapiro looking toward the White House. He's already said, he says to people like you, I think he's called people bigots. He's saying, why are you doing this to trans kids? He actually tries to deflect by saying, well, don't we have kids in fourth, fifth, sixth grade play co-ed and, you know, do all that? No. It's not the same thing as when you were an athlete in high school and puberty and the advantage and all and females wanting to compete. He's got to be debated on this.
Absolutely. And actually, this bill would help him. Like I said, it's 85% are in agreement with this policy. And so I don't understand what his hesitation is unless he is actually the one who doesn't like women and girls or who's discriminatory against them. You know, this is about fair competition. It's not about identity. It's about biology. And it is, you know... You know what, Dom? Here's what that just kills me. Right now we're watching football, right? And all the wild card games and all of that. And you're sitting at home, and if a ref makes a bad call, you're yelling at him, that's not fair. That was a bad call. Well, you know what? It's the same thing that I feel right now, is that this is not fair. It's a bad call. Let girls and women have their own spaces and their own sport. If you put a biological male in the mix, then you'll never know who the best female in that sport is. And I'm sorry, but one is too many. One, you know, male in a woman's sport is too many, because that is an opportunity you are taking away from a woman or a female athlete.
Absolutely. Representative, thank you. Enjoy the rest of it. And thank you for coming on today. We'll talk soon, hopefully.
All right. Thanks a lot for having me.
You are welcome. Right there from Washington. Nice by Henry on that. She just kind of dropped in, but these protests are pretty intense. All right. We'll get your reaction to that and the question of the day and your calls on the side question. 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right. Dom Giordano's show. And I'm not sure how this cuts as far as stopping the nonsense we talked about with interfering with ICE. I'm looking during the break at CNN. They walked viewers through a chaotic scene in Minneapolis where incensed anti-ICE protesters physically tried to interrupt an operation. But they talked about the tactics, where they're learning the tactics and all that. So at least CNN is not, you know, does that make more want to go? No, I don't think so. I think it's good to show how organized this is and where it's going. Speaking of protest, several people have hit me on social media one way or the other, and I was getting around to it. Why is it we're not seeing people here, particularly on college campuses and the like, protesting and supporting the people in Iran who are erupting? I mean, the protests have gotten wild, and they're going to hang somebody. They picked on one person, not sure why. They're going to publicly hang. The date is uncertain. If they do that and when they do that, I think President Trump is going to strike. That's what's going to happen. And I'm not buying in Iran that people are going to say, oh, this cuts against the protesters. No, I think it's going to be helpful. One of the most shameful things for a president. When the woman was killed, who was a martyr, during the Obama years in Iran, and they were chanting in Farsi, some in English, I guess, "Obama, Obama, are you with us?" And he was not. He was not lifting a finger to do anything that might have been the tipping point. Unlike Ronald Reagan coming to the aid of Lech Wałęsa in the shipyards of Poland, that really helped be one of the triggers, in addition to anything else, that brought down the fall of the Soviet Union. So I'm not going to say that Iran is easier to bring down than the Soviet Union, although I probably think that, the religiosity of it. But this is a modern country with a lot of women who are relatively professional, et cetera, that we often don't see. So I don't know about, oh, these religious figures. No, I think they just see them as brutal dictators, which they are. If I had to predict in 2026, we are going to see a different regime of some sort there in Iran. And if it goes right, that has tremendous benefit as far as all the attacks and all the stuff that have gone on with Iran. All right, big 2 o'clock hour. Henry has his question of the day in a film that I haven't seen. I haven't seen every film. Come on now. He says I'm a Borowski here. Dan and the Godfather. I mean, come on. I'm not going to bring up the second bananas incident from yesterday.
Oh, gee.
Do you know what a second banana is, Kirk?
Yes, I do.
Oh, there
I
you
do.
Go.
I do.
What is it?
It's like a sidekick.
There you go. Right. There you go. There you go.
All right, I had to make sure.
Yes.
But yes, out here, somebody down there at the front desk and Henry didn't know. I was surprised. By both. Oh. By both. I was really surprised. Yes, I thought, given their acumen in most things, yeah. Then I thought, oh, this is a pretty dated thing. This is like prehistoric. Maybe that's it.
Yeah, to Henry, it's prehistoric.
Yeah, it might be, yes. It might be, yes. Okay, when the second person said, I don't know, a second banana either, I was like, oh, man. All right, watch
second,
it here.
Second fiddle, I would get.
It's the same thing.
It doesn't like
I know it's the same thing, but like...
I don't know where the banana came from. We're still working on the six players. Have we established there were six players in female basketball, and one was a rover?
Where did the rover play on the court?
Anywhere they wanted to.
It's crazy.
They can go back and forth. I'll look it up more during the break, but it really gets into the female sports. Great stuff from Barb Gleim there, too, in Washington. This Matt Bradford, big mouth guy, Henry, in 2026, I got to get him on the air. Whatever he needs. Tell him I'll be in a straitjacket and a gag for the first 5 minutes. He can say whatever he wants. How does this guy run Pennsylvania, that these people are cowed by him, that he won't allow it to come up for a vote? And, of course, the media, the Philadelphia Inquirer, they think that's fine. They don't want it to come up for a vote. 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.